business is case number 12,681. Sean Merlongi seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed whole building garage, sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of New Lane within the New Roads Estate subdivision. The 91 address is 5 New Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 335, MAP 8, parcel 591. If the board remembers, we left this open for the applicant to be here tonight on being that we had the phone problem.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
If you would please come forward, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sean Merlongi, 5 New Lane, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. We'll leave the floor to you.
All right. So as you're aware, I'm seeking a variance, a 10-foot variance. So the 15-foot setback currently, I'm just requesting a 5-foot setback to make room for our proposed pole garage.
Do you have your application with you?
I do.
There are five criteria that we use to grant a variance. Can you go through them for us?
Sure, absolutely.
Please.
So the first, uniqueness of property. Due to where the main dwelling is located in relation to the property line, requiring a 15-foot setback will not allow proper size nor location directly behind the current driveway. This barn is being utilized as a garage, thus can't fundamentally be located anywhere else on the property. You know, if we add it to the left or further back, we do have a, because it was originally a pass-through type property, there is a 45-foot setback in the rear. The septic tank and drain field will need to be accessed from the driveway and won't be able to be accessed should that 15-foot requirement stand. The representative from the pole building company, we've already kind of made it as narrow as possible to be able to fit, you know, two vehicles in there. And that still not allow any spacing between the property, the house, and where the pole garage is proposed, unless we have that 10-foot setback. The structure has been designed smaller in width than originally requested. Cannot otherwise be developed, so this would be question number two. Allowing only 5 feet from property line as opposed to 15 feet will really be the only way to enable reasonable use of property. Otherwise, there'll be no reasonable access to really the septic or the rear yard in general, in the case that we had. You know, we have two big sycamores in the back. In the back, if, you know, something were to happen, you know, we would need space to be able to get through. Not created by this applicant, this request is rather to really eliminate practical difficulty, therefore doesn't create any practical difficulty. Number four will be not altering the essential character of the neighborhood. Most importantly, still allowing a 5-foot inset from the adjacent property line. This allows not only ample room for lawn maintenance, but also any such maintenance lot four may need for their property. And number five is minimum variance. The minimum variance required is a 5-foot setback from the property line as opposed to the current 15-foot. And I do have attached an email from lot four. Jack, legal name is John Malloy, just an email explaining the concept and if he is okay, and he did confirm that he's absolutely fine with in the potential that I'm granted and approved.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this time.
Are there any questions for this gentleman from the board?
So you say you have a essentially two front yards with the new road in the rear of you?
Correct. Yeah, so the new circle that they just put in, new road, that's, yep, right behind us.
But
But your issue is side yard?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we looked at, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
We had looked at, you know, moving it back further, potentially that way, but it is partially in the drain field, and also there's a 45-foot setback from the rear, so we're pretty limited.
Where is your septic system?
It is located, the picture's a bit grainy, but if you look at the tax map. Were you able to pull that up?
If you wouldn't mind, you could go up and point it out to us right up there at the screen, if you just talk into the microphone right there.
So there's a deck, and there's steps to the deck that should be somewhere around there. It's right about here. So it's almost pretty much center square in the backyard. Of course, 15 feet from where the deck is located.
So if the pole barn were built as prescribed with a 15-foot side setback, how does that create a problem for your septic system?
I'm sorry?
So if the building were built with a 15-foot side setback,
right,
how does that create a problem for your current septic system?
So it would butt directly up to, it actually would come, it would be about 1 or 2 feet in from where the existing dwelling is. So you would have to go, in essence, around the right side of it. And it's going to be 34 feet long. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
How is this roof going to be pitched?
It is. And it's also going to have siding as opposed to the metal. So that way it's a little bit, as far as question number four, not altering the essential character of the neighborhood, it's going to look like my existing structure as opposed to, you know, more industrial.
How are you going to manage the water coming off of there? Because if you're leaving 5 feet between yourself and your neighbor, mm-hmm, any kind of storm can affect there. You know, that would affect your neighbor as far as like water runoff. Are you going to gutter this, or are you going to?
Yes, it'll have full gutter system.
Okay. And it'll be channeled away from your neighbor. It'll
correct.
Kind of, where will that drain to?
So it will drain towards my house, okay, as opposed to towards lot four.
Okay.
Yep.
And just want to clarify, the lot four neighbor is the one that's going to be most directly affected by this.
Correct.
This correct structure. Will you have any problem maintaining that, power washing it, cutting grass in between it, with and staying off your neighbor's yard?
No, not at all.
Does the existing house have a garage already?
It does.
Okay. Is that a two-car garage?
It is. Fundamentally, it is. You can't quite fit to it, but yes.
Okay. So it's a really tight two-car garage.
Very tight, yeah.
And you want room for an additional two cars?
Right. So we've kind of priced out a few different options. This is probably giving more information than I need to, but we're converting the garage into living space.
Okay.
The home is, we have two children, our home is 1,700 square feet. We really could use that garage for living space. So that's conceptually why we've thought this was the most reasonable
decision.
So
would it be correct to say that converting your garage to living space creates the need for the pole barn?
Yes.
Okay. Have you considered just doing an addition onto your house instead of converting that garage?
Yes.
And why not?
It would cost about 60% more.
So you think this is a cheaper option to build this pole barn and then convert the garage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
How far, I don't see the dimensions on here, how far is your garage from the side of the property?
So, am I allowed to bring this into reference? Is this my?
You would have to submit it to.
We have that.
Do we have, is that what we have? Yeah.
Yeah, so this kind of helps. So the existing dwelling comes down here, obviously is butting right up to the asphalt driveway. So I would say it's about 35 feet or so.
Okay, so you want to leave about 10 feet between your proposed pole barn and the garage, the existing
correct.
Garage, about
yeah,
10 foot?
Yeah, it's theoretically between 8 to 10 feet, yes.
Okay. I'm still struggling a little bit to understand where this septic field is. Are you saying that the rear of your proposed garage is back up against the septic, or the septic is to the left of the garage?
So the septic is realistically behind the middle of the existing dwelling. So I can point it out.
I mean, if you were to move your proposed garage to the left, so it'd be more in compliance, are you saying that you would run into the septic field?
No, it would not run into the septic field.
Okay.
However, it would put, so it has to be so many feet from the septic, as well as it would, in essence, eliminate the availability to be able to get directly to it from the garage, from the driveway, from the asphalt driveway. You would have to park on the driveway, of course, and have to rope all the way around the garage from the rear.
Would there be any possibility of pushing it back, your garage back a little bit and then to the left, creating that space?
No.
The garage you're proposing is, I'm assuming, 20 foot wide, 36 foot deep, and 14 foot side walls. Is that
yes,
correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's a pretty substantial size garage. Is there? I understand 20 foot wide is enough to put two cars in width, but why does it need to be so deep?
We have an RV, travel trailer.
Okay.
Yep. So to fit the travel trailer as well. We've made it longer to, in the case that we upgrade, right, to a larger one, which I doubt I will, but in the case that we did, as well as leaving plenty of room in the case that we, you know, need storage behind it as well.
Are you able to estimate how much space there is or how much room there is from your existing house till you get to your septic field?
From the septic field
to your existing house.
The field to the house,
roughly,
I would say 50 to 75 feet.
So there's quite a bit of room to add on. It's just that the cost is what you're trying to avoid.
Right. So we have limitations. We have to be 15, an extension in the back, we'd have to be 15 feet away from the septic. The septic's really close to, if you can see where the outdoor shower is to the right of that, only by a few feet. So we're really limited to the space. I had already had two people come out, kind of give me an idea. It would just be really narrow and it would be really long. And fundamentally, it just wouldn't work. And of course, the cost was about 60% more.
I guess the part that I'm struggling with is one of the requirements or criteria for a variance is that the practical difficulty cannot be created by the applicant. And so I'm struggling to see how, if you're able, I understand it costs more, but if you're able to build an addition off the back of your house, it seems to me like that negates the need for variance.
Right. So I would say two things. One is, I would say 50% of this is to house our recreational vehicle.
Okay.
So that would be, of course, necessary to have a garage to some capacity. And secondly, the garage currently is ideal for the exact type of family room that we would envision, as opposed to trying to create something, spend a lot more money for it, that fundamentally just wouldn't quite work.
Did you build your house?
I did not.
Do you know what year it was built?
1993, and then the addition was put on in 2008.
Okay.
When did you purchase the property?
2015.
So both, all this was here?
Correct.
Do you have a homeowners association?
We do. I'm the president.
Do you need blessing from the homeowners association?
No. No, but I've already reached out to everyone, and everyone's approved it.
No steps coming off the back of the property closer towards lot four?
Correct. No steps. Yeah, there's going to be a door facing our house, and there's going to be one window facing their house.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Yeah, just I think you guys have hit on most of it, but you mentioned there's this 45-foot setback from the rear, and I noticed that your survey refers to the rear of the property being adjacent to a 20-foot common area. And looking at the aerial that we have, it appears, if I'm understanding this right, that there's probably a buffer between your lands and New Road. Am I reading that right?
Yes, and actually now there's more space. So the circle has been pronounced further away from our house. So it's been great. Much less road noise. It's added up.
Okay, so you're near where they're doing that new development on New
Correct.
Road.
Correct. Yeah. So
traffic circle.
That's where that circle is. So I butt right up to it.
Okay.
Yep.
So when you said there's a 45-foot easement, is it or a setback? Because I don't think that would be a county one, is it, Ms. Norwood?
No, it's not.
Is that one that's in your HOA restrictive covenants that prohibits you from being that close to the buffer area?
It's not. It's not. When I had originally called, I don't know the term, but I don't know why it's there, but it is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it just struck me as odd because there are these two sheds in the rear that would appear to be, at least one of them would definitely be within it. The other one would appear to be close, if not within that 45 foot. So I didn't know where that came from. So is it your position that you're not allowed to build within 45 feet of your rear property line?
Correct. Right. Anything that's over 600 square feet.
Okay.
Yeah. And the those structures would come out.
So those two sheds in the rear are going to be removed as part of this?
They are.
Okay. Kind of consolidating your storage.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That was a question I had. I didn't know about that setback. Thank you.
Sure. Of course.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12681? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12681? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Sussex County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12681 for Mr. Merlongi for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reason. The variance is not necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property.
have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay, but with a vote of 4-1, case number 12681 has been denied.
Thank you, Jim.